Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we hear from a Centerville High School student about the support she's gotten from youth counselor Miss Myers. Here's Basim Blunt to introduce our story.
When teenagers deal with depression, sometimes it's a good thing to have someone at school to talk to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Gaines, and I'm with Miss Myers. Could you please say and state your position at Centerville High School?
Beth Myers, and I'm the intervention counselor here at the high school. I try to solve problems, listen to kids, and come up with solutions to what they're going through and what they're challenged with.
Do you think depression is a common problem with teens today?
Yes.
I'm 17. I'm a senior at Centerville. I'm in the marching band. I'm the color guard. I've been doing that every single year of high school. I'm very shy. I'm very closed off. I like being alone. I like just doing things by myself.
When something bad would happen to me, my brain would dwell on it. I remember I was learning how to ride a bike. I fell off and scraped my knee. I didn't want to ride the bike anymore because I was afraid of getting hurt. Before my parents separated, there was a lot of yelling and arguing, and I knew it wasn't right, but even after they divorced, I worried that I still wouldn't have a normal family. By eighth grade, my world got darker. That little voice in my head kept telling me I wasn't good enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't skinny enough. And it just fueled me with this hatred. And I started self-harming. I felt like I was going to feel that way forever. I spent hours at night trying to fall asleep, but all I could think about was how much I hated myself and how much better everything would be if I was just dead. There's no way that I could just tell my mom how I had been feeling. That's how I found myself in the guidance counselor's office one morning.
What are some signs you think that parents should look for in children?
I think a change in personality and behavior, and I think it's really important we acknowledge that teenagers certainly go through different phases and stages, without a doubt. But we have to be careful not to generalize and think everything's a stage or a phase. When we see things like isolation, emotional responses that are a little out of the ordinary, I think watching sleep and eating habits, I think as parents, we have to be tuned in to our kid. Not think we're tuned in, but really be tuned in. And it's our responsibility to initiate conversations, to not always lecture or get angry when we don't hear what we want. Kids need to know that we're there for them.
Do you think it's hard for parents to kind of relate to their kids or vice versa because, like, it's kind of different from when they grew up?
You know, I think that it is different for sure. Definitely. I think as far as relating, we as adults, because life is so much so on the fast track, we have to step off and really listen and not say things like, oh, just move on. Oh, it'll be fine. Oh, don't worry about it. Like, we have to kind of have those meaningful, intentional conversations.
If a parent thinks their child is depressed, do you have any advice for them on how to handle it?
You know, I would probably, the first thing I would do is probably reach out to school. You know, school sees kids more than parents see kids. There's been some misconceptions that we don't want the school to know or whatnot. We're all working in this together, and I think we can give some kind of light. I think if the, you know, student or family is involved in some type of organization that's supportive, a spiritual organization or just a volunteer type thing, you know, enlisting adults to kind of talk with that particular child, I think a coach having a conversation, just adults in general reaching out. I think I wouldn't hesitate if, you know, there was a real concern to seek some professional help.
When I woke up for my first day of senior year, I almost started crying. I had survived. 5 years ago, I had never really pictured a future for myself, but here I am. And I've gone from thinking about killing myself in eighth grade to thinking about going to college and actually having a future as an adult.
For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Elizabeth Gaines.
That was a story entitled Close By, written and produced by Elizabeth Gaines, a graduate from the class of 2018 at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Trisha Raypock at Centerville. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.